3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. The aforementioned Detroit Tigers become the topic, and I'm just going to simply provide you with data. You can do what you want with it. All of the things we are about to say are true. They're the hottest team in baseball in the last 15 games. They are destroying bad teams. They're killing the White Sox. They beat up on the Angels. They'll probably do it again tonight. They are 5.5 games out of a wild card. The Twins have hit the skids here. It happens in baseball. But here's my question. When does it become a pennant chase? Not something that's fun or cute or enjoyable, a real pennant chase. So the data I want to provide to you, and I am saying it without comment, I am just offering it. You tell me if you believe it or not. They have 29 games to go. You're 5.5 games out. You can do the mathematics. Yesterday we told you you probably needed to go 22-8 to make the playoffs, to get to 88 wins. Not 90, not 89, 88. You won last night, so you'd have to go 21-8 here on out. That is a very, very thin, razor-thin margin. Fangraphs says you have a 3.7% chance to make the playoffs. Do with it what you will. I'm not going to do a sales pitch either way on that. I want to know, as fans, when does this become a pennant chase? Or, in your mind, is it already one? From a technical standpoint, if you're watching games and you want to know if your team won, and you're checking the scoreboard to see if the Minnesota Twins lost, that is, in essence, a pennant chase. But the math is the math. Only you can decide. And there is no wrong answer. If you say after last night where the Twins lost again and we won again, and you go, look, I got 2 with the Angels and 3 with the Red Sox coming up. The Red Sox, by the way, are the first team out of the playoffs at 68-64. If you say it starts now, ain't nobody going to yell at you. I don't know that we would necessarily agree, but I would like to know, when does this become a pennant chase? 248-539-9797. Go ahead. Have some fun with it. 3.7% chance per FanDuel.
I think
FanDuel. FanGraphs.
Step one has already been accomplished. Mike, this team's in the graphic. We often talk about, can you be in the graphic late in the season? They're there, and they're not the last team in the graphic. That's what makes you start feeling like, wait.
Who's the last team in the graphic?
Seattle. They're tied with Seattle. They're both 5.5 games out, but you just basically got Seattle's coach fired. Seattle went for it at the trade deadline, and they've fallen on their face. And you're there with a bunch of young guys, and you're winning, and you just swept the White Sox, and you kept the winning streak going. You're in the graphic. To me, the full buy-in that I start to really pay attention to the other teams, you probably got to get to 3.5 games out. And now I'm invested. Now that means good series here, bad series with the other team, and
that could be
you're
this
on
weekend,
their heel. Right.
Could be.
They're close, but you got to get there. I'm not going to give you points for being close because you've been disappointing all year. So you got to make the work up. You got to get to 3.5. That's my measuring.
All right, David. When does this become a pennant chase?
It becomes a pennant chase because the Red Sox are right above them. If the Tigers win that series this weekend, it's a chase. You're in the race at that point.
You swap spots with the Red Sox,
correct,
and you're the first team out.
Correct.
I think if you go 4-1 over your next 5, if you can go 4-1 over your next 5, finish this series out against the Angels, you obviously grab a couple against the Sox, and you wake up Monday morning, maybe you're 3.5-4 out. If you want to treat it like a pennant chase, I'm not mad at you, but I do have a hard time with the math. I do, but I'm jaded. Kenny, go ahead.
I think we're all saying the same thing, except just in a different way. Because for me, it's in a week from today, that's what, 22, 23 games left in your schedule?
Yeah.
If you're 3 games out with that many games left to go, you're a series away from being in the wild card spot if everything goes your way.
There's also a part of this, Kenny, that doesn't feel real. How about this? It feels real, but it's not sustainable. You have 2 pitchers. You called up people that, you know, I talked to Dan Dickerson earlier. He was in the building to do some taping. And it was this idea. We were joking about, you know, Dan is one of the most knowledgeable baseball guys there is. And we were joking, and it's like, dude, I don't even know who these guys are. And Dan's like, cool, neither did I. Like, it just, none of these guys have pedigree. None of these guys are anything the organization thought was any special, was any good. They made a trade for Jack Flaherty, and they said openly, we're not replacing him.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the young bats are doing their thing, but the pitching has been, and it's not just the White Sox. This has been since the minute they dealt Flaherty. The pitching has been excellent.
Yeah. Bullpen days are used to be automatic L's. Like, wait, we just want another one and another one and another one. So, yeah, I'm with you that you don't have to just rely on your two starters. You're getting the job done with the other guy.
But can it sustain? Video gets out. Guys with limited ability get exposed. I'm saying I need to see a little more. I have no issue with anyone who says we're in a chase right now. Have your fun with it. But the math is the math. 3.7% with Fangraphs, or the barometer of 88 wins being what it'll take to get in. Are you ready to say your team's going to go 21-8 to do this? I am not there yet. I don't think that's negative, but no. I'm with Rico. I think if we started next week where 5.5 became 3.5 or 3, and you had a 5-1 homestand, and you're still the hottest team in baseball, then it would feel different to me.
And see, I think also the reason why I say 3.5 games, because you had all summer to corner the market. Now football's about to start, and let's face it, the Lions are good. So a lot of people are going to be looking at Ford Field and what the Lions are doing. If you're still sitting there 5.5, 6 games out, treading water, you're not interesting anymore. But if you have a real chance at this and not just a 3% chance, that's why, yes, these next 5 games, especially because you're playing the Red Sox, can really help your case. You get into it where you're, like, as David said, Kenny, you're right. You're the first team out. You're right there on the cut line. You're sitting there looking at Minnesota and then you, yes. But with the competition of football, whether it's pro or college, that's the problem. You had all summer to get this done, and you didn't do it.
So does this schedule suggest 21-8? You do what you want with it. You get 2 more with the Angels, 3 with the Red Sox. All right? Then we're heading out west. At the Padres, who are excellent, for 3. At the A's, who are basically the Angels, for 3. Then you're home against the Rockies, who are horrific, for 3. 3 against Baltimore. 3 on the road against Kansas City, 3 on the road against Baltimore, 3 against the Rays, 3 against the Sox, the White Sox. If you get it done here and we can get to the West Coast trip in the mix, it's almost like you have 2 difficult weeks and then 2 cake weeks if you look at how it breaks down.
And then the White Sox.
Then it's like free square. I would just like to know, because I think the Fangraphs thing is sobering at 3.7%. But if you want to throw that in the garbage and you want a more simplified, okay, can they go 21-8 with what I just listed? I got a hard time buying it.
Yeah.
I think it's been fun, and I'm excited what they're doing offensively. But the pitching, I got a hard time believing that a bunch of no-name guys are not going to get figured out and start getting knocked around the ballpark. And they've already said they're not pitching Skubal every 5 days. They're going to be very mindful of Skubal and rest.
See, I wonder if they reconsider that, though, as you start getting closer. Because the whole thing was, we're going to sit Skubal down because it was their way of waving the white flag. But now you start winning, I think that you start seeing Skubal getting closer and closer back to his regular spot in the rotation because the games are starting to mean more and more.
Yeah, that Padres series is key because, that's the road series that starts that road series. San Diego's also trying to make the playoffs here. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be tough there. But that 9-game stretch, that week and a half stretch with Baltimore twice and Kansas City, that does make me think, they probably can't win the games they need to win.
Well, it's what I said to you is, look, man, you're going to have a 6-game stretch where it's A's and Rockies. That's the offset. Just like when you had White Sox and Angels. That's the offset. You know, those are 5-1 clips if you're actually going to be able to get this done. And to finish the season, look, it's unpredictable. The Rays are basically a 500 team. But the White Sox, the only case I could make that that's not a sweep at the end of the year when the Twins could be gripping is that the White Sox might do what the Tigers did in 03, which is go Hercules mode to avoid history. Didn't the Tigers win 7 of their last 8 in 03 to
they
avoid
did,
it?
Mike, but I can't prove it, but I think teams all chipped in so that the Tigers wouldn't get that record. They kind of didn't throw games, but they didn't try their hardest, and it was kind of a tip of the cap to the Tigers. We don't want you getting this record.
248-539-9797. So there's the two sides of it. Now, if you want to talk about Labor Day plans or something, you can go somewhere else. I want to know if this is a pennant chase. And what will it take for it to be so? 21-8 or 3.7% chance at the playoffs per Fangraphs? You can do whatever you want with it. We'll take phone calls next. 248-539-9797. David, what did the ticket text have to say? Is this a pennant chase now, or what? When will it be? Tigers 5.5 out. The Twins continue to lose. I'm not ready to go there yet, but I'm not that far off. I think Rico and I are kind of lockstep on this. A 5-1 homestand, and we all are back from Labor Day as this team's on the West Coast. You know, you're 4 games over .500, 5 games over .500, and you'd start doing the math on it. I mean, right now, 21-8. Probably gets you in. So if you're able to go 4-1 over your next 5, well, now all of a sudden, 17-7 gets me in. I whittle it down. You start baking in, hey, I got 3 against the Rocks. I got 3 against the A's. I got 3 against the Sox. Well, all of a sudden, if I can go 500 in those other games against Baltimore and Kansas City, I'm not saying that's going to be easy, but I think I need to see a little bit more, because the one problem in this is what they're doing pitching-wise, not hitting. The pitching is, it's voodoo. Guys who have no pedigree and no real future in baseball generally don't keep this up. Video gets out, the scouting report gets out, and that third time through, fourth time through, you get knocked around the yard. But I'm willing to give Love a chance, but they got to do a little more. David, what do the texters have to say?
Dennis in AP says, get within 3 games of the playoffs and only chasing 2 or less teams by September 6th, and then I will be all in on a playoff chase. The team is too young with no playoff experience. It's been fun, but I don't see a pennant chase happening. That is Hunter from Tecumseh. Mike, they need to go 6-2 over the next 8 games for me to seriously buy in. But watching this team now with the young guys and whatever voodoo the pitching staff is doing has been a breath of fresh air.
Indeed. They haven't been above 500 this late in the season since 2016.
Don't think about catching the wild card spot. Catch the team right in front of you, one at a time. And above all, just keep winning. If you ain't winning, it ain't happening.
Okay, thank you for that pro tip. We have an audience, some of which believes chocolate milk comes from brown cows. I have to simplify things, guys.
But I think David did say, but you beat Boston, and now you can leapfrog them. You're that first team out.
Rockies, Athletics, and White Sox to come for the Tigers after a bad Angels team is not unreasonable to win 75% of those.
Yeah, of those games, what do you have to say about Baltimore and Kansas City and San Diego?
We still have 3 games against San Diego, 6 against Baltimore, 3 against KC, not to mention Boston this weekend. We win all those series, and we just might be there.
Well, that's different.
Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different thing. Look, to get to this point where you have a 3.7% chance of making it, you've had to go, what is it now, 12-3 your last 15?
Correct, something like that, yep.
Is Kenny yelling at someone? This is great.
Yeah, I think he's yelling at someone.
Can we go live to that? I'd rather hear Kenny.
Yeah.
This is tremendous. I'm kidding. David, I'm kidding. He might curse.
I thought he was about to yell again. That's why I did it.
Don't do that.
If they are 3.5 back next week, is there any chance they call up Job?
That's not happening.
No.
I mean, I wish it would, but I don't think that's happening.
No, I think if they're 3.5, they're going to roll with the guys they have on there, because Job meant your season was over. You can experiment. You can kind of see what you have. It's the same reason why they decided they were going to not shut Scooble down, but less starts.
If we played the White Sox 29 more times, I'd be all in, but that ain't happening. That is from Toro.
Okay. Hey, listen, I don't think there's a wrong answer. Not mad at anybody's answer. I'm just not ready yet. Just, you got it. If they could find a way to win the next two against the Angels, set up a series against Boston. And I know most people won't be paying attention because it's football. But
yeah, and that's what I said. Yeah, you're going to lose. 3.5 is the key because now that means you're watching every time the Twins play. Okay, did they lose? Did we win? Are we one step closer? Did we gain a game? Did we gain a half game? So, yeah, because if the Lions come out and do what they're supposed to do, you're all in there.
Yeah, someone texted in, October in the D. Can't wait for it.
That didn't answer my question.
No, he's basically saying that, yeah, they're in a race, and it's going to be them, the Lions, and everybody else.
Do me a favor. Just log out of Ticket Text. Let's go to Andrew, 97.1. Andrew, how you doing?
Good afternoon, fellas.
Afternoon, Andrew. What's up?
I'm in agreement. I think they're in a pennant chase. These kids have really played a different brand of baseball over the last month that they weren't playing all season, and they got life with Kerry Carpenter and Chase Jung, and I think that they should treat this Boston series like a playoff series this weekend and call up Jackson Jobe. It's September 1st. The rosters expand. I think it's a great time to do it. And it'll really prove to the fans that they're going to try next year as well.
Now, I think part of the problem is nothing they've done has said that they're trying. And it's almost like the young players have come up and it's been this happy accident where – wait, we were waving the white flag, but you guys don't know any better. But I don't think they're going to do it. I'm with you, though, Andrew. Think about the electricity if Jobe was called up. It won't happen. They've said now for months he's going to pitch in AAA before he comes here. Which, I'm with you, Andrew. If you were actually going to try to make the playoffs, it would be all hands on deck. And even if Jobe gave you 3 innings every 5 days, like, it's all hands on deck. Mm-hmm. But until they show that, that's also, I admit it, Andrew, that's another reason I have a hard time buying in.
What? No. It might, what you're saying makes sense. It's just, man.
What?
I'm just angry because you think of all the games they just gave away.
Okay, see, now.
No, I didn't want to say this, but you kept saying, what? Sound like a broken owl. No, that's not allowed, David, because I didn't want to say it. But Mike kept saying, what?
It's allowed.
What?
You said it.
No,
it's
say allowed. It. What? Say it. What?
It's allowed.
Can I get that in the sandbox, please?
Sure.
I need that. That's tremendous. 248-539-9797.
Next time,
just let me have my thoughts.
That's fair.
Let's go to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Dave. What's up?
Hey, I think if they would, the Tigers and AJ himself would be more interested in chasing the pennant if they had moved Scooble to like once a week status pitching. I mean, theoretically speaking, Montero should pitch today and Scooble should pitch tomorrow, but they're doing that. We're going to keep his arm rested for 1 week at a time. I mean, one pitching turn at a time. I think that when they tell me that, yeah, I'm going to get my best pitcher to pitch more than once a week, then we'll be more interested.
Yeah, I don't want to be repetitive. I agree with you. It's everything they're doing says we're not trying to make the playoffs. And look, the Scooble thing is one of those decisions. I mean, if you're, AJ said it, we're mindful. We're going to give him more rest between starts. It's going to cost you a couple starts by the end of the year. Yeah. Those are a couple of games, meaning if you finish 2.5 games out of the wild card and you begin spacing Scooble starts out and he misses multiple turns in the rotation, that in essence is the difference between making it or not.
Man, wouldn't it be nice if the Tigers and the fan base could all be on the same page and we just all thought the same? And just think how nice the season would be.
I mean, it'd be fun, that's for sure.
But you're right. Do they believe they're in a playoff chase?
I mean, the young players don't know any better. Right. So why not? These young pitchers, a lot of these guys are fighting for their professional career. These guys are nobodies. I don't say that disrespectfully. They're just, right. It's not like you're bringing up guys with pedigree who are going to be here when the team's ready to win. These guys are farmhands, pitching-wise.
Right.
They don't know any better. Who's going to tell them? So if they believe that's all that matters, but yeah, of course I'm bitter towards the organization, because if you're going to get,
that's what I mean, not the players, but the organization, just like, guys, you're actually winning. Okay. I know you want to sit here and act like we're still years away. You're not.
I find it very hard to believe they will continue to not skip Scooble, but delay Scooble. If we're sitting here on Tuesday after Labor Day and they're three games out of a wild card, you mean to tell me Tarek Skubal doesn't want that ball every fifth day? Of course he does. Mm-hmm. That's where I'll find it hard to believe when we're sitting here. If we get to a point that they're in a series with a shot to claim a spot, that you're not going to pitch him on normal rest? That's very... I would be astonished at that decision.
That sounded better live.
I really like that. That's tremendous. I'm going to need that on the ball. I'm going to need that. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your calls coming up next. 97.1. You know, I got to tell you something. We're going to get back to the calls in a second. But, David, I don't know a delicate way to put this. Rico has just shown me a picture of the item that Caleb Williams has bought his offensive lineman. You know, you've heard of quarterbacks buying the O-line scooters or golf carts or Rolexes or different things. Now, I don't know what the item is supposed to look like. Rico tells me it is a pendant. Is that correct? It is a necklace or is it a handbag?
It's a pendant.
Okay, it's a pendant. I can just tell you it looks like Caleb Williams bought his offensive lineman a nutsack. That does not look this like a hard pendant. It looks like nuts.
This cannot be real.
If you're showing me what you showed me and you said, Mike, what does this look like? I hesitated from blurting it out.
Right.
But then once I realized you were thinking the same thing, it felt like a safe space where I went, well, it looks like a ball sack. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Kenny, are you looking at this?
It doesn't look like it could be anything else possibly.
There you go. Why don't you throw these cooloons around your neck? I mean, like
the ones that people hang off the back of their trucks.
Yes. What? That's why would you just not buy them a watch?
I'm gonna be honest. During the break, I looked through the glass and I looked at the computer because he was showing you something. And I told Kenny, "What is Rico showing Mike? What is going on here?" Yeah, that's what it looks like.
He was showing me his last visit to the dentist.
This can't be real. This cannot be real.
Rico,
cannot be real.
Who's reporting it? It has to be real.
No, that's what I'm about to check to see, because this can't be real.
I will just tell you, I don't know what his intent was. I can only speak to, if you receive that, you would go, well, listen, I appreciate the gesture, but no? No to this?
No, I'm thinking this wasn't real. No, I'm going to stand on no.
Okay.
Not real.
If that were real, I can only tell you what the necklace looks like, and that would just not be something I would purchase. And I will leave it there. Thank you for sharing with the classroom. David, ticket text, because it wouldn't be fair to go to a caller right after that conversation. I'll let you read a few of these, and then we'll go to the phone.
I'm loving watching these kids have success. I do think it's a little too late, though. I just hope to God that Scooble gets to beat the O's twice. That is Jeremy.
Guys, why is that, like a faux revenge thing or something?
That's what that is, yeah. Guys, they don't have a chance. Both Green and Carpenter are going to get hurt again.
No.
Then it's over. Can't trust those two. That is from Pete and Manistee.
I'm not going to put that evil on those two. Come on now.
And then from Eli, AJ needs real consideration for manager of the year. 3 months of only two starters to end this year is unheard of. If he's even slightly above 500, he should finish top three.
Look, guys, you can make the case. I'm not going to argue. I go a different direction. I get it. It's a lot like when you talk about MVP and you're like, look, this guy is having an amazing season and he's on a terrible team. I don't know. Maybe.
Mike in Seattle says, agree. 21-8 is key. Don't think they make it, though. I will believe they are serious if they call up Job. Else, It's been fun, no matter what.
It's just not. I just don't think it's happened. That's it would fly in the face of everything they've talked about this year.
Yeah.
Are you okay over there?
Job means that
the season just.
Yeah, you didn't have a good weekend.
You got any more player gifts you want to show me?
No.
All right.
I don't think this is real.
David, that's why I said this
can't be.
This
can't be
real.
Can't be.
No. So I'm looking to see. Like,
he needs a refund on that purchase.
Credible people saying this.
And that, well, so, yeah, we didn't report it as news. Right. I'm reporting it as what Rico showed me. So, if you had that on your bingo card today, congratulations. You've won, and we appreciate you playing. Let's go to Andrew, 97.1. What's up, Andrew?
Hey there. My thought on this pennant chase, if we want to call it that, the young kids don't know what they don't know. Does that make sense? I got back and forth with Kenny on explain that. I can't say what I want to say, but
what do you mean?
The young kids don't know what they don't know.
No, they don't know the percentage that of making it to the playoffs or what the math might be. They don't need to. They're out here trying to win a game tonight. That's it.
They're 22, 23, 24, 25. They just want to play baseball. Like, just let them go play baseball.
I'm not stopping them. I'm asking you, do you think they're going to get home? Do you think it's a pennant chase?
You nailed the number. I was talking to Father the other night, and I said they need to go 20 and 10. After 30 games left.
Yeah, it would have to be, combined with what they've done to get to this point, they would have to put together a 45-game run where they ended up winning, like, they went 35-10, 34-11. I mean, that is, I don't care who your roster is, Andrew. I don't care if you're the Dodgers, Yankees. But pick a team.
No, and if that's the case.
That's impossible.
If that's the case, and then the Tigers become the one team you do not want to play to start off the wild cards. Because.
Oh, no, I absolutely would. Are you kidding me?
No, because I mean, Mike, they've been playing playoff baseball for the last month. Like, they're red hot. They're ready to go.
Send them to me.
Okay.
Please. Playoffs are a whole different thing.
I understand.
Go ahead.
But I always hate when you have to play the team that's been playing great baseball to get in because they're ready to go. When you've been sitting around for a day or two, you lose that first game.
It's a race, Mike and Rico. If the Tigers can cut it to 3.5 with over 15 games left.
I love hearing the different definitions. That's why that's why this topic's fun. Like, it just, everyone's got their own definition. For me, I'd be all aboard next week if they could take care of business this weekend.
Tigers are already in a pennant chase, or we wouldn't even be talking about it. They are in a race.
Once again, ticket texters make me hate my life. We talked about the Tigers when they were 12 games out. We've talked about the I hate ticket texters.
Don and Monroe.
Do you think there's a lower brain power and that's why you text versus call? Is that why ticket texters sound like this? No. Like, I always feel like ticket texters try to sound very authoritative, and yet they're dumber. There's a real issue. I don't know what it is. It drives me nuts. When I talk to people on the phone, they seem rather reasonable. We have a good time. It's always the texters. It always comes back to the texters.
Yeah, because when you're on the phone, you have to. You're part of a conversation. When you're texting, it's like social media. I can say whatever I want, and there's no repercussions.
Well, now we've arrived at why I hate both of those things. Because that's not life.
Okay, but in all actuality, we're not going to lump everybody in there. We love a lot of our ticket texters.
I don't. All right, go ahead.
If they are within 3 with 20 to play, then I would say they're in a race.
Oh, what if it's 3.5? You don't think they're in a race? I mean, come on.
Don Monroe says the Tigers are in a pennant race once their management actually starts to support the winning instead of undermining it.
Don, don't make me sad. I know. He's not wrong. And the closer
they get.
You're
not going to play the drop for him?
What?
The deflator drop for him?
Well, you can't play it for a texter.
You hate him.
Okay, play it. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. That's fine.
From Jack, given how many games we need to get, we need to win all 10 remaining series, which simply won't happen. Fun to dream, though.
It is fun. Look, win tonight, win tomorrow. Let's set up a big weekend against the Red Sox. Can you do that for me? I mean, the Angels are terrible. They're 25 games under 500. Ron Washington? What, are you kidding me? What?
No, just...
He's like the Monty Williams of MLB. I mean, come on.
Ron's going to be along for a while for a long time. He just keeps finding jobs.
He does. It's unbelievable.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Okay. Kenny just killed a manager. 248-539-9797.
Rick just killed a man.
I want to lay low for a while. All right, let's get a little football in the mix. Take care of some business here. Music, please. Now, what the hell does this music mean? I don't know if this is college or pro.
It'll be college.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
David, is he doing one of his receipts things again?
Oh, yep.
Good God. Can I leave? All right, let's do this.
There's the door.
You can leave.
It'll Spike be the three of
SOB.
Us.
SOB, go ahead.
We're going to do a little college because college football starts this weekend. Michigan State's, well, college starts tomorrow. Michigan State Friday, Michigan Saturday night. So let's do a combination Michigan-Michigan State Big Ten receipt segment where we kind of predict what the season will entail.
Okay.
Start with Michigan State. Are you gonna do you want to do this, Mike?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
I'm getting my thinking cap on. That's it.
Rushing yards. Nate Carter over under 798.5.
I lean under because I believe they're gonna use the kid from UMass, Lynch Adams.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of a combo backfield. 798. I'll go under.
For the record, he had 798 last year.
Right.
So
they also had no legitimate complimentary back because Jalen Berger blows.
I'm sure Rico's setting us all up for several rakes here. I will also take the under with Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under as well.
I just think it's a two-back system.
Yeah, it's a better back behind him this year.
I think it's a two-back system, but I think you have better linemen, and I think they're going to focus more on the running game. So I'm going to go slightly over.
Bitch, set me up. You believe this guy?
What?
He puts the low total out there thinking we'd all go over. We go under, he goes over.
Are you new to this? This is what he's done every single receipt segment, maybe ever.
I know. It's terrible.
You do realize. combine passing and rushing touchdowns for Aiden Childs this year, over under 24.5.
Over. I think there's an opportunity to grab 4 or 5 on the ground, and if he can't throw 19 touchdowns in the air, then MSU will go 0-12. I'll go over.
I'll take the role as a deflator. Like I told you earlier, I'm not so sure with all these new things Michigan State has, their offense is going to run the touchdown play as many times as you like.
No, Kenny, no.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm also going under.
You're the bad person.
Mike, I'll go over because you're right. It basically boils down to 2 touchdowns a game. Can he account for that? For the 12 games.
If he doesn't, we're going to win this.
Yeah, then Kenny's right. And then Kenny can hold the receipts. More rushing yards, Jack Velling, Nick Marsh. Passing yards. More receiving yards.
Oh, Velling.
Velling or Nick Marsh?
I'll take the veteran. I'll take the safety outlet. I'll take the NFL tight end over a true freshman receiver. A talented one, but still a true freshman receiver.
Everything Mike just said, completely agree.
Of course, that's what we do on this show.
Oh, for God's sake.
Nope, I'm going Marsh.
Get out. Well, you know what, David? We'll go to the Tecumseh area together. I'm going to go Marsh as well.
Okay.
I think that Velling will get more receptions, but I think Marsh will have more big plays.
I hope you're right, because I hate our receivers. So that would be an exciting moment for me.
MSU makes a bowl game. Yes or no?
Oh, hell, this is terrible. Oh, no. Go ahead, Kenny.
No.
Yeah. I feel good doing that.
No.
David?
I'm also going no.
Okay. But I'm the deflator.
If they go 5-7, I'm going to be so annoyed. I have to say yes. because no just makes me want to rage. I'll say yes out of pure spite.
I'm going to say yes as well. Finally, this one is for you, Mike. Over under the amount of points that Michigan State will score combined when they play Ohio State and Oregon within a 6-day window. 19.5.
Under. I truly think we will lose those games by a combined 82-3. Those two teams terrify me.
You see, it's 19.5. Okay.
Under.
This ain't 30-something. This is 19.5.
I'll
Can
go
they
under.
Score three touchdowns in two games?
Under.
No. Where? We got to clip that. Do we have? Let's get that.
Go ahead, I'm going to go over. They can get to three touchdowns.
Wow. I'm going to go under.
Oh, good. I'm not being negative. That's positive.
No, I think they get crushed. Who will be the quarterback for the Ohio State game for the University of Michigan? Who's going to be the starting QB?
Oh, shout out RG3. There's an orgy in the end zone. Orgy. Okay. Better physical talent, higher ceiling. I just have a hard time believing Davis Warren is going to be that guy. I'll go orgy.
Yeah, I'll go orgy too. By the way, this is the definition of a coin flip. You know that, right? It could be literally anybody right now.
Yeah, but I mean, Kenny, he's setting us up to look bad.
I understand.
That's all this segment is. It's called Rico Makes You Look Like a Bleep Hole. Yes. Music, please.
I'm going to go with Davis Warren.
Why? You sounded so depressed saying that.
Because
you have fancy glasses on.
I don't believe in Davis Warren, but I do believe that they believe in Davis Warren. They're giving him a shot. He should not have a shot, but he does. I think he'll end up being a starter at Ohio State game.
Okay. I'm going off the books. I'm going Jack Tuttle.
Whoa.
I think they both wash out.
And collectively, the entire Michigan audience. No. Tuttle? Oh, my God. No,
Tuttle's the safety valve. Like, he's the one that you know.
Okay, on what? A toilet?
No. He's not great, but he's not completely horrible. We can win. We lean on the defense. Wow. Don't turn the ball over.
Wow. Okay.
Michigan will win 9 or more games this year. Yes or no?
I'm going to say yes. I think they're a 9-3 football team. I'll say yes.
Yes.
No. They win 8.
David, you are going to be excommunicated from the flock.
I'm also going to have a horrible football season all the way around.
At least I can. I was going to say 8-4 as well, David, so we're not alone. Donovan Edwards, over under the amount of touchdowns scored, 13.5.
I'll be honest. I'll say under. He has not shown a propensity to stay healthy.
And originally that number was 18.5, and I'm like, nah, that's too high.
And won't they put Mullings in?
Yeah.
Who's a battering ram? I don't know. Guy had 375 yards last year. We're acting like he's Walter Payton. I'll go under.
I think he'll have a better year than he did last year. He can't be worse, right? But I think it'd be a Barry Sanders thing where he gets them close. But
and Mullings touchdown will, Tommy Vardell steals them?
They will take them, yeah.
So you're going under. Kenny?
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it with health, and he's never been a primary back that's done a majority of the carries, so I'll say under.
Well, I'm going to go over. I think that he will get to 14, and you'll hear Stoney yelling out touchdown later.
He sets us up every time.
How am I setting you up?
Just read
your
cards.
You know I could be wrong, and you three could be right. You do realize that, right?
You cheat. You design this damn thing.
So I'm Vegas?
Is what you're saying? Just keep reading.
Will Johnson interceptions over under 3.5.
And I mean, this is the highest compliment possible. Under, because I don't think anyone's going to throw at him. I'm not being insulting
you're
in
exactly
any way.
Right. They won't throw to his side.
If they don't throw to you, how does one intercept the ball?
Yeah, I'm with them. Under.
I'll say over.
Kenny, you're setting us up.
Doesn't
setting
count
us up,
when Kenny does it.
It's under. I'm with you. I just don't think you throw to his side of the field.
And you don't have
maybe somebody will challenge him like Oregon will.
And then that's how he gets like an interception or two. But to get four means that you got a lot of foolish offensive coordinators out there. All right. Nebraska wins 9 or more games in the Big Ten.
I'm out.
You going under?
I'm going under because all they've done is hurt me. And I have a real problem with a true freshman quarterback running an up-tempo RPO scheme. That's really hard to do. Okay. I think they'll win games, but 9?
9 is going to be a lot.
That's
for this
a
conference.
Lot. Yeah. I don't trust their offensive line.
Very
yet.
Easy schedule, just so you know.
And that's why I'm going, yes, they win 9.
Kenny's going to, David, I'm with you. I do think they get to 9.
Unbelievable.
Big Ten champion.
Yeah.
Who's going to be?
Oregon. I think they're the most complete team. They've got an SEC O-line and D-line. Great skill players. It's now or never for Dan Lanning. Phil Knight ain't playing around. He don't know if he's waking up tomorrow. He wants to win.
Oregon's the newcomer. I have Ohio State here.
Well, you're wrong, Kenny, because it's going to be Oregon.
Right. Jeez.
Kenny, I'm with you.
Wow.
I'm going OSU.
He set us up again, David.
Mike, this is a Mike Valeni question. Better record at the end of the year, Indiana or Rutgers?
You attacked both teams I like this year.
Who
you,
cares?
You know
what is it? Kenny, who is this question for?
You know what, Kenny?
This is where I'll be SEC scumbag.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you go get the tub of pretzels and do a different show? I'm going to select Rutgers.
Oh.
They don't play 5 of the top 6 teams in the conference. They have a rock-solid defense. Get yourself some Manungai. Give me Rutgers.
I'm taking Vanderbilt. I'm punting to the SEC.
You can't. Wow. You got to pick one. Come on. They're both going to be good. They're both going to be good.
Indiana.
Kurt Cignetti. Look me up.
Indiana
I win
as well. Final. Real quick. Big Ten playoff teams over under 3.5.
Under.
It'll be 3, so under.
Yeah. It will be 3, so under.
Oh, I'm going to go over, guys.
Under.
All right, we didn't get set up on the last one.
97-1.